Green Day at Wake Me Up When September Ends on The Revolution at 6.15. This is Ditchy. Hope you're all right tonight. Hope your Monday has been a good Monday and not too stressful. So did you see this this program over the weekend that I was telling about earlier? With a guy called Ed Stafford. He's a former army general who now basically gets dropped off in random places around the world and he has to survive. And all he has is a pair of shorts and a couple of video cameras and a GoPro. I'm fascinated by it. He was in the Gobi Desert on last night. Basically, he doesn't even have any shoes on. And he survived by eating bugs. It's a little bit, I know what you're thinking, it's a little bit like Bear Grylls, but he's like an X-rated version of Bear Grylls. He's like a bit better than Bear, I think he's better than Bear Grylls. I'm going to put that out there right now. It's brilliant. It's called Marooned Ed Stafford. You got an hour spare, stick it on, have a look for it on the old Sky Planner and watch it. It's ace. He's the kind of person that you really would like to be sat next to if your plane crashed and you survived and you were miles from nowhere. Because he'd help you. Oh, he built a house. He built a house. He managed to work out how he could make his own little sunscreen. So he had, like, sun lotion, worked sun lotion with a bit of mud and stuff. Oh, it's brilliant. Love stuff like that. My wife always says to me, she goes, why? Why do you need to know that? I said, you never know, do you? Huh? If anything happens to us, the plane goes down on the way to Magaluf in a few weeks. You need to know how to survive. You want to stick with me? I've watched programmes with Ed Stafford in. We'll be fine. I'll soon have a little shack and some fire going and we'll be eating rats. It'll be great. And over the weekend, did you hear the news of Axl Rose performing with AC/DC? Everyone was thinking it was going to be Bobbins. Apparently, it was brilliant. I've not seen any videos. I'm just going from what I saw on Twitter because I was expecting him to get a load of pelters, but he didn't. Only thing was, he was sat down for it. He got wheeled on in an office chair because he's busted his metatarsal. But apparently, it was good. So fingers crossed when they're in the UK, Axel actually turns up on time and nails it like he did over the weekend.
Revolution Home Run with Fords of Winsford. The air.